Alrighty, 740 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly Native American Fellowship update. And joining us, we have Chris Crane. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. Doing well. Just kind of spring-like weather we're having.
That's right.
I hope we don't get another
I'm done with that. Yeah, that was no fun on Monday. We had power lines coming down. It was just not good. So,
power line on Monday? When we had that snow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had.
And it was so wet.
It was so heavy.
It was just
sat there. It just sat there and just got heavy. It was like, what the heck?
I do, because when I was home, we could hear the snow kind of melting and plopping off.
It was plopping.
And our dogs were kind of like, I think they thought it was squirrels.
We had 195 feet of it behind the station, just plop, 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 plop from that tower.
So, good Lord.
Yeah, well, hey, and successful Ambassador Trivia night again.
Yeah, you're going to brag. I know you do.
I know. We've always placed every time.
You have. You've done really well. And mediocrity, they got third this time. And
yeah, that's a big upset.
But the scores were so close.
They were.
And I had talked, my mom's on that team, and she said it was almost a relief in a way, because you kind of feel like, oh, you got to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
But I had several people said that the questions were harder, and I think they kind of were.
They need to be hard, though, I think.
They did need to be harder, because I was, but I will tell you this, and you guys, you weren't at the first one this year, but there were more points scored. The first place team scored higher at this one at the Yoke than they did the Rumble points.
Wow.
I mean, it couldn't have been too horrible.
Well, and you were doing a good job trying to rein in the crowd, because we got pretty loud at times.
Dude, somebody asked me, said, are you a teacher? I said, I used to work for the school.
Yeah.
And they were like, because you're mean. And I said, well, I'm not mean. I'm just trying everybody to calm down if they want to hear the questions. I didn't think I was horrible.
But you got to rein everywhere.
It was. So. And again, the next one, the final one this year will be March 9th at the Ville.
Yes, that's going to be great. So looking forward to it.
And we're going
to
limit it to 12 teams also. We had 12 teams for this, and then we had one back out, and at the last minute, another back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's time. I mean, space, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, what do we have for Native American Fellowship?
We had our February board meeting, which was a board meeting only. There was no potluck, but we will be holding a potluck after the March board meeting, which will be Thursday, March 14th. The board meeting will be at 5:00. And the following up at 6:00 with the community potluck. So we're going to provide the main course like we always do. And if you're planning on attending, and anyone's welcome to attend, just bring a side dish or dessert to share, because it ends up being a lot of people. Bill and I always kind of have a game estimating how many people we think are going to show up. We have 3 people coming to do presentations that night. So I think we're going to have it'll be over 100. Kimmy Douglas, and she's local, Nowata County. She's going to come and sing some songs in Cherokee. She's performed in Canada. She's performed in Italy and received a lot of awards, so we're excited about her coming. Hunter Baraji of Independence. And Hunter's, these are all Cherokee citizens. Hunter lives in Independence, and Hunter is a great name for her. She's a 4-time national field trial champion. Recently was like, it was, oh, I can't remember, it's the bird hunting thing she and her dad placed really high, like second, and like Flushing. I'm not into that myself, but I can appreciate it, and it's a lot of stuff. So she's going to come and talk, and I think she's been working on she's going to be getting her certification. Remember, we had Independence Gun Club here.
Yeah,
so she's big with them. Her mother, Tracy, works at the casino for Cherokee Nation, and it's a cousin. So shout out to my cousin, Tracy. And they're just great people, and so Hunter's going to come and talk about some of her future endeavors. And Brad Wagnon from Cherokee Nation Emergency Services. He's been down to see us before, or up to see us before. I keep thinking Tahlequah.
Right.
Okay. And he'll talk about how preparedness, disaster preparedness, and things we can, you know, work on. So we're excited about them coming. So I think when you have that, the speaker's coming, and there's always something kind of cool.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So we've also been busy doing some early spring cleaning, and Bill has been working very hard. We've been getting this old present garage cleaned out. We're going to begin a remodel project and turn it into a small event room. And we have been confirmed we're going to host some college students from either Chicago University or University of Connecticut, UConn, during a week in March. And some of them are going to, it's a program similar to like an AmeriCorps thing. And they haven't been here with us for a couple of years, but they'll come and stay on our property and stay there. And then we have projects for, like, Cherokee elders, for them to do staining decks or helping to build fence or, you know, cleaning up and things like that, that they will do. Jimmy Davis, who is the CCO community volunteer organizer, is going to be in charge of them. So I'm not sure how many we're going to get. Some of them are going to be here with us, and some are going to be staying in Dewey at the Cherokee Cultural Community Building. And then I think it's going to be that week we have the potluck, so they can come and enjoy it. And these kids aren't necessarily Native American. They're just college students, and I think sometimes it's a little culture shock. It's almost like a foreign exchange student thing. And but it's, we're excited to have them. We're going to also maybe do, we're trying to set up some beading classes with Sage Ellison out of Bartlesville. And she's been getting an art recovery grant through Cherokee Nation, and she does beautiful bead work. And she's wanting to do classes with us, Nowata, Dewey, and we're hoping that she's going to do one that week also. So we've just had a lot of stuff going on, I'm telling you. And then we're going to host a Cherokee history class through Cherokee Nation. Catherine Foreman Gray is going to be the instructor, and it'll be 5 weeks on Thursday, starting May 9th through June 6th. So that May 9th is actually, we have a board date. We're not going to have a potluck that night, but we'll have a regular board meeting. But you have to register for the classes. You can't walk in. And the site is visitcherokeenation.com, and then you see a drop down for events, and you can find all the classes and stuff and register. And I think it's going to be pretty I registered already. And I've taken a Cherokee history course.
No, that sounds great.
But it's going to be very interesting. And then this Saturday, the 17th, the Cherokee Cultural Community of Dewey is going to host their monthly meeting, and they're having a chili potluck at noon at their building, and they're located at 700 East Durham Road in Dewey. Again, it's just the nice thing to do. You bring a side dish or dessert when you go to a potluck. Everybody does. If nobody did, then there wouldn't be any other food.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
And Brad Wagnon from Emergency Service, he's going to be up there to talk to him. And also Sean Crittenden, who is going to be head of this new Cherokee Nation program called Gadoogie Corps. And it's very much like AmeriCorps, but it's going to have ways for Cherokees that even at large can volunteer within the reservation or do some different things, cultural, help with disaster relief preparedness. There's going to be a lot of things, education. I think they're looking at summer camps, reading camps, and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. And then our at-large sister community, which is the Kansas City Cherokee community, they're going to host their monthly meeting on February 24th, the following. They've kind of had, and they're doing a chili cook-off. They're having an actual contest. I don't think I'm going to make that one. I think Bill's going to try and go to it. But we have a CCO meeting that same day, and it's going to be Saturday, or the 24th. They've had to postpone it, so I'm really sad I'm going to miss it. They're a fun group of people. And then they're going to be hosting the at-large meeting. The chief goes around. He'll go to Florida. He just got back from Florida. They have one up in Seattle. They have them in Wichita. But March 16th, which is a Saturday, it'll be one for the Kansas City area. It's big. I went to it last year.
Oh, wow.
They had it in Lawrence, actually, over by the Haskell campus, and it was very large. There were, I don't even know, there had to be a couple thousand people at least. It was big, and they fed us all.
Oh, wow. Now, is that other groups and tribes, or is that
just
Cherokees?
Cherokee?
Wow.
It's just
okay.
Cherokees. I don't think people realize, you know, the tribe, it's almost 500,000 members of
wow.
the tribe. And it seems, I mean, it grows every day. And they live all over the place. Everybody thinks that, oh, they all have to live on the reservation, and they don't.
Yeah.
I live here in Coffeyville, Bill Davis, and we are down there all the time, and we're lucky because we're so close. But there's a lot of them in Arkansas, Texas, because there's Texas Cherokees. I mean, when they were displaced, they went everywhere, too. And then just, you know, people, you move around.
Oh,
I mean,
of course, yeah.
My daughter's out in the Seattle area, so yeah. And I've got a bunch of other Cherokee relatives that live in Oregon and California. So
that's a great reminder.
But they have these at-large meetings, and I think you can get on the website and find when, because they have the dates set already for this year, and so in the city, so you'll kind of look for the information on it. And I really encourage my daughter. I said, they're going in August, I think, to Seattle. I said, you need to go to this and just go. I said, it's a great event. So I really don't have much else. We know that we have Fry Bread Journeys coming up on the 26th, Monday the 26th. Amy and I are going to have a lot to talk about. We have a drawing. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post.
I did. Yeah, that's very nice.
And a mug and that tea called TP Dreams. And I'm thinking about what kind of food. I was actually looking at recipes last night. So I don't know why, but I like to find stuff that is kind of vintage stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
that I like
vinegar
that.
Pie.
Yeah.
And I was looking at do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I really kind of like. There was one, and I watched a video on it. It was called Wacky Cake, and it was a Depression era, and it was an eggless, butterless chocolate cake.
Oh yeah, I've made those, but like with mayonnaise. Does it have mayonnaise in
this,
it?
That was a whole different cake. A mayonnaise,
okay.
Because mayonnaise has oil and eggs
yeah.
in it. So,
yeah.
But this was This was using some vinegar and baking, but the guy tried it on there. I know it doesn't sound good, and that's the acid, and it. He said, this is amazing. And
wow,
it was moist.
That's great.
So I thought, maybe I should try that. There were two versions, and one of them had a different frosting on it. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, we're game.
That sounds good. So really nothing else, but, you know, if anybody's looking for community service hours or something like that, too, you can always call us at 918-255-4035. I'm generally there in the mornings. The office is 8 to noon. And now we're doing tomahawk practice today. Bill had us do it yesterday, and it was a little windy for me, but
nice day yesterday, though.
It really was nice, and we went out there, and he and Harry and I were throwing, and oh, it's always a contest. Cherokees like good competition.
Oh yeah.
So you can't just go out here and throw it. We've got okay. Now we got to we're gonna fight for it. Okay, that's a little trash talking. So.
Got to have that.
Yep. Well, thank you for letting us come
yeah,
on and talk.
Absolutely. Well, looking forward to chatting with you here again real soon. Fry Bread Journey's on the way.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, Chris, always a pleasure to have you in studio. And like I said, we'll look forward to having you here in, coming up just a little bit for that. So anyway, we do have our Native American Fellowship, Inc. update, and that is every third Thursday of the month here at 7:40 on the Mighty 690. So coming up here, we do have open line in just a little bit. So keep you here on KGGF. We'll be starting right around 8:35. Right now, we have 38 degrees in Coffeyville as we approach 8 o'clock. Got Kansas Profile on the way for you here on KGGF.